ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It is Jane McGrath Day, of course, the centrepiece of the Pink Test. This is Grandstand Cricket on ABC Sport during the lunch break on day three. And I'm pleased to say Tracy Bevan and Glenn McGrath join us. Of course, two of the masterminds of the McGrath Foundation. And of course, Tracy is the best friend of the late Jane McGrath. And obviously, Glenn, who we know so well, is your late wife. 18th edition of the Pink Test, Glenn. It's amazing to think that here we are almost two decades on. How do you feel knowing that this is now the 18th time that we're here doing this?
Yeah, no, it's pretty special, isn't it? To think, I think back to when Cricket Australia, the then SCG Trust, came to us and offered day three, which was Ladies' Day, to change it to Jane McGrath Day. I thought it was a really nice gesture, great honour. Here we are, 18 years on, or 18th Pink Test onwards, and it just gets bigger every year. And to see everyone turn up in pink is pretty special. It's a day that I'm pretty busy, and same with Trace. But you try to take just five minutes out of the day and just stop and look around and see what's been created and just see what happens when people really come together. And yeah, no, it's pretty amazing.
Tracy, I guess same question to you, 18 years on.
Yeah, 18 years, and I love the fact that the ladies' stand where Jane and I used to sit together watching the boys play cricket gets named the Jane McGrath stand, and I like to remind Glenn every single year he's got absolutely nothing named after him.
I know, it's harsh, isn't it? I saw Steve Waugh yesterday. Yeah, Tugger's got, he's got a statue, he's got a room, he's got half a dozen things here, but I can't think of any other sporting event or sporting person that has a thing named after their wife at their home ground. So, it's unique, and I try to do things differently.
You guys are an absolute inspiration. I mean, in all seriousness, to turn something that's a tragic event into such a positive for so many people, and Glenn having had as decorated a cricket career as just about anyone in the history of the game, to now have this extraordinary second act in public life in what the McGrath Foundation's been able to do. So, one in two people will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. I mean, that's amazing numbers. There's four of us sitting in a circle. That's two of us, and to think you equate that in your own life as to what that looks like, and that's why the McGrath Foundation does what it does to provide cancer care nurses to cancer patients across the country. And 12 months ago, there was a big shift in this initiative, that it went from being essentially breast cancer care to all cancers. How has the last 12 months been with the broader scope?
Yeah, no, so that's something I'm really proud of, that we've sort of now providing support for anyone going through any type of cancer. You shouldn't be discriminated against because of what type of cancer you have to what type of support you receive. So, yeah, very special. In the last 18 months, we've been able to put on an additional 82 nurses, brings it up to 343 McGrath cancer care nurses now, and they've supported nearly 170,000 families. So, yeah, what we've achieved has been brilliant. But the stats are scary. One in two people, 170,000 people a year will be diagnosed with cancer in Australia. And there's a lot of people, a lot of families out there that are going through this terrible time in their life with no support or with very little support. So that's why we do what we do, raising funds here. And it's about having the right people. It's about, like you said, one in two people. Everyone knows someone close to them, whether it's a family member or friend that's been going through cancer. So, happy to do what we can.
Pinktest.com.au. For only $25, you can pick up your virtual seat. 480,000 virtual seats is the aim. So if you're listening and get the opportunity to jump onto pinktest.com.au, it goes a long way to try and reach that 480,000 virtual seat mark. But if you have your own personal story, as so many of us do in their life with cancer.
Yeah, obviously 20 years ago my mum passed of breast cancer, and only now you look back and what their McGrath Foundation and these two especially have started and doing. I'm extremely proud of these two, and it's proud of Jane and the whole family, but would have been nice to have that in Mum's Day. So, and I love the fact that they've spread it now to different cancers and helping different families, and 170,000 people, families they're helping is extraordinary. So it's out there, it's a great day, and I couldn't be more proud of obviously Glenn and Tracy and Jane, but the whole family, the kids and everything that they've gone through to get to this day, and very special.
The high tea, which is obviously a big part of the day. Who are some of the people that will be coming along today to that high tea?
Oh, it's a lot of supporters of the McGrath Foundation, our community supporters, our corporate supporters, our donors, where we just all come together and celebrate what's been achieved and talk about what we're trying to achieve and hopefully invigorate them and to continue supporting the McGrath Foundation.
I imagine so many cancer sufferers and also their carers will be there as well today. I mean, we spoke to a guy named Dan Foley yesterday who's had bowel cancer, and he's an incredible story when you look at someone that is a clear cause and effect between what you guys do as an organisation. This is a guy that was diagnosed with bowel cancer, huge crossroads moment in his life, sitting at home 12 months ago, watching the pink test here. Essentially, his wife turns to the TV and says, hey, that could be really beneficial to our family. And then fast forward, 12 months on, his cancer care nurser in Kelly, who works with him so closely, there and here in the box yesterday, sharing their story with us. That must make you feel good to be able to see that clear cause and effect as to what this organisation is doing to be able to help people in their everyday lives.
It most definitely is. But as Glenn said, one in two people would be diagnosed. So somebody watching today, listening today, attending the game today, unfortunately someone will be diagnosed with cancer. And for us, that's why it's really important that people will buy a virtual pink seat from pinktest.com.au, because every single seat is helping the McGrath Foundation provide that free care and support, not just for the patient, but for the whole family. So that's what the message is today. Just by purchasing a virtual pink seat, that you're helping some family in need.
Glenn, we've been lucky enough to work with you for a number of years on the ABC. Yeah, and this year is an exception. But you tell us all the time that great as you were as a cricketer, and all we want to do is talk to you about the wickets she took and everything else. But you say, look, people come up to you on the street and they want to talk to you more about their experiences with cancer than basically what happened in your cricketing career. That must be extremely humbling.
It is. They want to talk about my batting and catching as well, but that's a different story. But no, I have a lot. I travel around the country a lot, and a lot of people come up and they share their story of their cancer battle, and then they finish off by saying, and we had a McGrath cancer care nurse, and the positive difference that made in our lives was incredible. And they say, we don't know what we would have done to get through it. And some ladies and people in the past have said, I wouldn't be here now if it wasn't for the McGrath nurse. So hearing those stories inspires us to keep going, but also to know what we're doing is making a massive difference.
I mean, we're 217,000 in virtual seats, so 480 is the goal, but let's get on the lighter side. You and Jane were absolute rat bags, weren't you? growing up.
Yeah, we were. But you know what? Even at the McGrath Foundation, she said, let's put the fun in fundraising. You know what I mean? And I do miss that. I do miss that part of our friendship. But yeah, what goes on tour stays on tour, remember?
yes.
But yeah, we used to just have so much fun. I mean, being part of the Australian cricket team is, a privilege. And we got to go to many places and meet many people. But now to see those same people who are now supporting the McGrath Foundation, it's just so humbling. And see the players, from our time up until today, and see the touring players turning their caps pink and then handing them back to the McGrath Foundation to auction off and their shirts signed. It's so beautiful. And how proud she would be.
Oh, she would be. And the players, Pidge, they've been fantastic.
Oh, without a doubt. 18 years on, the players from the Australian team every year has really got behind it. And I see that as a big sign of respect. But the touring team every year has really got behind it. And I think that's really special. This is the fifth time England has been part of the Pink Test. And each year it gets bigger and better. All the fans, the Barmy Army, are really getting behind it. And as you probably worked out, there's a bit of a dodgy accent in Tracy. And same with Jane. It's something that affects all of us, and just to see the way people come together here. I've been saying in the last few days, you look around the world that, all the negativity and the bad things are happening. We think of Bondi, that horrendous tragedy, not that long ago. To have something like this where people come together, doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, and the goodwill that I've really felt this year has been really, really positive and sort of uplifting. And you need events like this for people to come together. And so really, really proud.
I imagine that would have the ability to be quite a draining day. I mean, it's a huge day, it's an emotional day. And yet the way that you're speaking about it feels like as much it gives you, it uplifts you as much as it does take it out of you. I mean, you have huge commitments obviously on this day, and we obviously really appreciate your time speaking with us, but you're doing this with multiple other media organisations, rooms across the SCG. Does it take a toll on you, this kind of day?
Oh, I think when I come to things like this, and especially this day, I'll just try to make the most of it, give everything I can. As soon as this test finishes, I go home. And then I can just switch off. You know, my wife, Sarah, probably cops it more than anyone else. And, you know, she's been a massive part of the foundation. You know, 15 years we've been married now, and her mum's been through breast cancer. So she has that connection as well. But, you know, I just think it's about, as Trey said, it's got to be enjoyable. What's the point of doing something if you're going, if it's going to drain you and wish you weren't here? So, you know, we've got the CAP presentation coming up. My three children in James, Holly and Madison are here, and it's a really special event. And, you know, unfortunately, Sarah's busy at the moment with, it's a busy part of the year for her, and she'll be sort of watching and supporting from afar. But yeah, to see my two children, elder two children, James and Holly, to go from 8 and 7 to now to 25, 24. Madison, who's 10, it's, yeah, this is about a celebration of life. This is about getting out there and, focusing on the good things. You know, I always say growing old is a real achievement, but the toughest thing is the friends and loved ones we lose along the way. To think, you know, I retired here 19 years ago with a great mate, Warnie, and Warnie's not with us anymore. So I think out of respect for the people that aren't here anymore, we've got to, you know, do the best we can in the life that we have here.
Yeah, it's so well said. I mean, you gave us so many thrills as a cricketer, and I feel so blessed that we're able to watch your career. And now what you're doing for so many Australians out there, one in every two that will be diagnosed with cancer. We're really proud of you, everyone here at the ABC, Glenn, and to you, Tracy. Appreciate your time so much, and keep doing great things. Really appreciate you dropping by for a chat, and all the best today.
No worries, thanks guys, and thanks for your support as well, and to all the listeners, your support means the world to us. There's still a lot of families going through a tough time in their life without that support, so anything you can do, we'd really appreciate, so thank you.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you on behalf of Jane McGrath Australia. How proud and grateful she would be.